Okay, you know, yeah, call Knoxville. See, I happen to be in on that Dr. Zombie thing. I know where he's at. He's down in Knoxville at the Knights Inn.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to call him and get an exclusive Chris and Rob interview here with Dr. Zombie of Dr. Zombie and the Vegetable Machine.
Not the Dr. Zombie.
Yeah, the Dr. Zombie. The one that wrote that hit, big hit single, Hey There, Baby.
You know, I understand that coming up, I think it's this weekend in Covington, they're going to have a big zombie fest, and all these Dr. Zombie impersonators from across the country are going to come in and impersonate Dr. Zombie.
Really?
Yeah.
They have Dr. Zombie impersonators?
Yeah, you know, like they place places like Americana and Kings Island and all these country bars and stuff.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, his new single, as the girl at 97X says, it's kind of a country-flavored kind of thing.
It is kind of a country.
It's kind of psychobilly, wouldn't
maybe
you say?
Maybe he'll come to Coyotes.
Maybe.
That would be a coup.
It's ringing. Yeah, we're calling a hotel.
Where at?
Knoxville, Tennessee. See, he's on tour. I guess he's playing a Knoxville tonight and he's staying at a hotel.
I see.
Hi, is this the Knights Inn in Knoxville, Tennessee?
Yes, it is.
Hi, is Dr. Zombie in, please?
I don't know. I can ring his room.
Could you?
Hey! I can't believe he registered under his real name. You figure the hotel's probably swamped.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably chicks throwing bras in his room window and stuff.
Could be.
And guys leaving their girlfriend because their girlfriends are going crazy over him.
He must be busy right now.
Yeah, he must be busy with the groupies right now because he ain't in his room and he ain't answering his phone.
I heard that when he appeared on the Leno show, they photographed him from the neck up.
Why, because he wiggled his hips too much?
He wiggled his chest too much.
Really?
It's too vulgar for Leno.
Hmm.
He must be busy.
He must be.
Well, he must. You know, he's got one of those like 12-room suites or something, and he has to walk through all the rooms to get to the phone.
I guess. Well, if you let these phones ring at these hotels long enough, the girl at the front desk will come back, and maybe we can ask her if there's been any Dr. Zombie sightings.
There's no answer.
Really? Have you seen Dr. Zombie tonight?
No,
do you know where he's at? Have you ever been to one of his shows?
No, I haven't.
You know, he's a world-class performer. I was thinking maybe he wasn't in his room because all the girls of Knoxville have been, you know, tearing up his bed sheets, all trying to get a little piece of Dr. Zombie like they used to do for the Beatles.
What's your point?
Do you remember the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville?
Yes, I do.
Did you go?
No, I didn't.
Was it fun? I mean, was like all Knoxville abuzz with excitement?
I guess so. I don't know.
Were you don't remember if the town was really excited and fired up?
I guess they were to start with.
Did you get like a t-shirt or anything from it?
No, I didn't.
Like my daughter went to the Knoxville World's Fair and all I got was this lousy t-shirt?
No, I didn't.
Well, listen, ma'am, here's what we're going to do. We're trying to get hold of Dr. Zombie. We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And so maybe we'll call back in 20 or 30 minutes. Would that be all right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now we're calling 97X.
97X.
Hi, is this 97X?
It sure is.
Well, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hi.
How is the future of rock and roll coming along?
Oh, it's just coming real nicely.
Are you playing all the hits tonight?
Oh, definitely.
What's your most requested hit been tonight?
Well, you know what? I just got off the phone with somebody, and they've been calling all night for Dr. Zombie.
Really?
Yes. They have been calling all night for I Saw a Zombie in the Window.
Oh, you mean that new song by Dr. Zombie?
Yep.
Well, what's it sound like?
It is just, it's awesome. I mean, it blends together psychedelic and hip-hop and everything. It's just
it's kind of hypnotic then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I'm always surprised whenever I find out that Dr. Zombie's climbing the charts.
Oh, it is unreal. The phone's been ringing off the hook.
Do you think Dr. Zombie's going to be doing any personal appearances?
Well, you know, I think he is. I mean, because the hit's been so good that why not? You know, you might as well push it some more.
Okay, well, we'll have to get to the bottom
that's
of this.
What
why don't
heavenly
you get
body
to,
is.
You going to call him?
We're going to try to call him in a little bit.
I think you should.
Well, thanks for the big hot tip. We're going to get to the bottom of this Dr. Zombie craze.
You let me know what happens.
Always do.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
There you have it. The kids at the future of rock and roll
hey,
love
Jim.
Dr. Zombie.
Jim, why don't you dial up Dr. Zombie and we can see what we can do about it.
He hasn't even begun to dial yet.
I know. He really should.
He really should.
So we can get to the bottom of the scandal. find out if there's payola going down or something.
See, that's what the extension one.
Because you never know with this Dr. Zombie.
Can we have a sample of his work here?
We just might happen to have some. We might have that international dance craze that's sweeping the nation. The newest sensation.
You mean that song called I Saw a Zombie Through
the
Window?
Yeah, I Saw a Zombie at the Window. It's featured on the new Flintstones soundtrack album.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. The kids love it. Except he's Dr. Rock Zombie or Zombie Rock or something.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, is this Dr. Zombie?
This is Dr. Zombie.
Himself. This is the real Dr. Zombie, the one we've been hearing so much about?
This is the real man.
I've been hearing that song I Saw a Zombie Through the Window is climbing the charts.
Of course it is. It's getting ready to climb the charts over here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Is that where you're at tonight, is Knoxville, Tennessee?
Yeah, I told you I was over at the Gangster Suite at the Knights Inn on the outskirts of Knoxville, Tennessee, right next to Continental Joe's.
What's Continental Joe's?
This is hard country. I was wanting to tell you about that, the place I'm living at right now. Do I have an accent yet?
It's a hard country?
Yeah, the place I'm living at, Chris, is real hard country music.
Really? But
only about 30 minutes away, and when you go down to the college campus in downtown.
Knoxville was at Tennessee State University or Knoxville State University?
Can you hear me?
Oh, you sure can. What college is in Knoxville?
Right. The place I'm hanging out. I'm holed up. Listen to me, buddy. I'm over at the Gangster Suite at the Knights Inn, right next to Cotton Eye Joe's, and this is hard country place, but when you go downtown to the campus area, the students all dress up in grunge, and they got a grunge music, grunge movement coming on at the college place, and they play all kind of stuff, that alternative stuff, and...
What college is in Knoxville?
Right. I'm on the outskirts of Knoxville, but
right.
I'm gonna get my stuff played on the college station tomorrow. This girl.
So, what is a zombie doing in hard country of the Knoxville, Tennessee?
Hey, buddy, I had to move down here for the weather.
For the weather?
I don't know how my back was.
Is it warmer weather? Where are you originally from?
Oh, buddy. The weather here is nice and warm.
Is it, Dr. Zombie? Where are you originally from? Alberta, Canada?
I'm from this place, buddy. I'm from Ohio.
You're from Ohio. What part of Ohio?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what kind of, we had that bad winter weather.
So how's the music career going for the Dr. Zombie Band?
I'm doing good. I do some recording once in a while. But like I said, you know, it's kind of strange. The place that I live at right now is like hard country.
Uh-huh.
And the college campus is all grunge. They dress in grunge. And
hey, what college is down there?
The University of Tennessee.
Okay, right.
Do I have an accent yet?
All them volunteers.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Working on it.
But I play my stuff to the people down where I live, and they kind of look at me strange like I'm Satan or something, because they never heard that kind of stuff.
Why? It's not country, is it?
The college place is like all grunge movement, and I have to do a DJ show with, I told you about, you called me up earlier, you know that girl I told you about, Lisa?
Yeah.
She has a show, she calls it a Master and Servant show, and she's a real nice girl, and I sent her a tape, and she plays some stuff. For Dr. Zombie.
You got a crush on her?
I play my stuff tomorrow.
Do you have a zombie crush?
Right, but I can't get my... But the strange thing about it is I can't get my stuff played around here because this is all hard country.
Hey, Dr. Zombie, this is what I heard. I heard that down there at the college campus,
right.
Everything's like grunge and alternative,
yeah.
But like outside the college campus, it's like a hard country type place. Is that right?
Right. And it's only about 30 minutes away. The Cotton Eye Joe's is like a hard country place.
Cotton Eye Joe!
That's where I'm living.
Where's a good place to get breakfast in Knoxville, Tennessee?
Oh,
right.
There's some pretty good food down here.
But next time I'm tooling through Knoxville, where should I stop for breakfast?
Right.
Oh, let's see. Boy, I worked at Cracker Barrel for a while. I haven't tasted their breakfast, but
the Cracker Barrel is a good breakfast,
Cracker
huh?
Barrel.
Okay.
But anyway, about the music, it's kind of funny, the situation. And then I'm settled in at the place where everything's hard country. And I told you about the friends that I bring over and playing my music.
All right. Well, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play that new hit single, I Saw a Zombie Through the Window.
All right.
You got any new music that's going to be released soon?
I've got some music. You know how I recorded on the 4-track?
Uh-huh.
But I don't have a stereo, so I haven't mixed it, so I can't play it over the radio.
All right, well, when you get it mixed, you make sure you send it to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in Cincinnati.
Okay, but wait, before you guys hang up on me, let me tell you what's crazy about this place is there is some, you know how I work around this place?
Right.
The people that run this place are from India.
Wow.
And this Indian woman's starting a garden, mm-hmm. and I was helping her work her, you know, place out and stuff, and I went back to my motel room, and I caught some maids snooping around.
That's because they probably heard you were a zombie.
They were snooping around my room, and they saw my Dr. Zombie stuff, and they looked at me like I was Satan, because they never seen or heard anything like that before.
Like Dr. Zombie?
You remember Vincent the Living Skull?
Uh-huh.
You know, they were looking at him, and all of a sudden, zombies stuff around me. And they couldn't believe it. They look at me like, who's this?
You've got a Vincent, Vincent the Living Skull.
Yeah, but I'm in the hard country place, and less than 30
all right.
ways.
All right, let's, man, we gotta
let's,
go.
Let's play your song now.
All right, you guys gotta stay on the line?
Sure. Hang on just a minute.
All right.
Here's Dr. Zombie with I Saw a Zombie Through the Window.
Zombie there. There we go. That's Dr. Zombie. We're listening to Dr. Zombie right now. I saw a zombie through my window, and I thought for a zombie song, that was pretty appropriate given that Halloween's coming up. You might be sitting at home Thursday night, look out the window. There goes a zombie. And a bozo.
How much is that zombie?
How much is that zombie in the window?